the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show.
Close.
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean's cooler than that Lord of the Rings nonsense.
Sounds
like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Twitter poll.
Dungeons and Dragons dork stuff.
Yeah, you can put that. You know me.
Oh, no, Jack Sparrow was cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he was cool.
That show
was...
I mean, he's not better than Aragorn from Lord of the Rings.
Don't even know who that is.
Oh, is he a dwarf magician who also rides a dragon?
Orlando Bloom was
rides
in both
a
of
dragon.
Them.
It's like, ooh, I'm going to cast a spell on all the dragons.
No spells. Actually, there was one spell. In
as long as one of them finds the magic potion.
All right. We'll see if you guys... We'll see if you, who
Did
wins
he
this
find
Twitter ball.
The magic potion?
All right. You're going to lose this Twitter ball. Lord of the Rings is way better than Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, it is.
Yeah, it
no,
is. No, yeah, it is. No, Return the Two Towers?
Did Zorfon find the magic potion?
You're talking about Harry Potter, which, again, was too scary for me.
Zorfon. That's a real person?
I don't know.
A real
person? How would he know?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't watch that dork stuff.
He said he was talking about... Harry Potter.
Well, he's trying to talk about potions and all that nonsense.
That's Lord of the Rings, too.
You know, I think Fran plays Quidditch.
I don't
that?
Know what Quidditch,
Quidditch
is.
Quidditch is the sport in Harry Potter where they,
oh
ride,
my
around,
God.
They ride around on sticks.
Oh, like, yeah, don't they use, oh, no. Wait, they ride around on sticks?
Well, they, like, yeah, like, they, it's like, what they ride around broomsticks.
Oh, really? You know,
witches?
Yeah, and I think Fran does that. Like, it was like a college sport for him.
Oh, I wonder why he's single. Today's show is sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. We will be there tomorrow from the Chesapeake Inn and Restaurant in Chesapeake City, Maryland, 2 to 6, which is when our show is. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com for details. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. All right. Ike, let's see if you have your finger on the pulse here. Will the Phillies be okay? Yes or no? That is the Twitter poll. Will the Phillies be okay?
Asking
you like that,
that
one?
Today, I'm gonna say no.
Okay, what do you think the number's at?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a tough one coming off the weekend. I'm gonna say in the 70s somewhere. Let's go with 77%.
67% no.
67%, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they're
not as bad as I thought it
and
was.
I want to be clear. I'm being negative because I think they are better than they are showing.
Yes.
Like, I cannot convince you at this point that they are like, oh, they're going to win the World Series or whatever. They're not this, you know,
right.
And which is why it is so disappointing to watch them.
Well, because they're laying down like dogs.
Yes.
Like, they're just laying down like dogs, especially off of the Met series last year.
Yes.
Can I throw this in there?
Yeah.
Well, I can already sniff this. I can sniff what this is going to be.
What? Sniffing, man.
What?
I was going to be like, well, what is Rob Thompson going to do about it? Is it time to put him on there? It's always, I always cannot wait to ask the Rob Thompson question.
Well, it's a fair question, but that seems
like... What's the manager going to do?
It seems like a fair question to me every year.
And it's a fair question now. It's a fair question now.
Exactly, but I'm not going down that road. I was just going to say, do we give them any grace? Zach has been out for a week, and Bryce has been out, basically.
So I thought about it, but you shouldn't need Zach Wheeler to beat the Pirates, and you still had...
And they got two great pitching performances,
I understand
by the way.
That. No, I'm with you there. Yep. Listen, I...
And a bullpen game where we got four runs,
it
whatever the
best
the hell
they
was.
Played all weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Was the bullpen game.
So basically, no, we don't give them a grace for that.
Not against the Pirates,
yeah,
right?
The Pirates is where I lose it.
Well, you're okay losing to Skeens.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I would
okay.
have liked to beat Skeens. It's the first two games.
Yeah.
But then after you lose the first two games, you got
to
go beat Skeens.
Yes.
And then you're given a gift, by the way. They pull Skeens. They walk the first guy. You know, like, was it Marsh that walked, I think, when they brought in? They did. It was Marsh that walked after they pulled Skeens.
Here's what I'll say.
Bednar couldn't pitch. I'm sorry.
And it's why I'm not completely out. Because I felt this way in the past, and they've proven me wrong.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we felt this way a month ago.
Yeah.
And then they went on, they won
yes,
every
which,
series
which
for 3 weeks.
Which got me to get back in on them. So, yeah. I'm not going to pull an Elliott and turn into flip-flops. Right? I'm not jumping in and out.
Right.
I'm still in, both feet. I'm still in. But, man, we just got to get through these next couple weeks.
So, here's the only difference about a month ago.
Yeah.
And now. Alvarado's done.
Yep.
Harper's hurt. Bullpen is still shaky. And Lizardo's not the best pitcher in the National
League. Leaking, yeah.
The Lizardo thing might be the biggest thing at the moment.
Not honestly. Bigger than Harper, in my opinion.
Uh,
like, I mean, Harper...
They, But they got to be able to survive without Harper. But they have previously.
But they can, I don't think the lineup can hold up without Harper. I think the rotation, they can, if Lazard's not great, and he could help the bullpen.
Yeah, because you're getting Nola back.
Yeah, dude, great. Awesome. Yeah. Painter's also two starts away.
215-592-9494. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
What's up, y'all? It is over. It is time to rip the Band-Aid off. This core is cooked. Hear me out, guys. It's time to rebuild for the 2027 Phils. Trade Schwarber, trade Casty, trade Ranger, trade Walker, call up Painter, call up Rincones, and call up Crawford and rebuild this team.
Well, here's the first problem. You could do those things. You're not going to get anything for Casty, right? I mean, that's going to be a neutral trade. Taiwan Walker is going to be a negative trade in that you're not going to get anything. You might even have to give up something or pay him, which isn't doing you any good either way. Now, Schwarber is that's a valuable piece. And look, if you really think the core is done, your most valuable trade piece is Zach Wheeler.
Dude.
I'm just saying.
He said I'm doubling down.
I'm just saying if you think the core is done, right. What are you doing with a 34-year-old pitcher you're paying $50 or $40 million a year to when, by the way, your strength is starting pitching? I'm just saying. If you really think the core is done.
Right. So does that make everybody rethink?
Well, I'm just saying.
It makes all of us rethink the core is done. There's no way in hell I'm trading Zach Wheeler.
I'm just saying, if you really think the core is done and you think that to go back to Friday's show, if you think that your prospect pool is so deficient that you can't even trade one of your top six guys to get better, then I can tell you a way to replenish, and it's that.
Yes.
I'm just being honest.
No, you are. I know.
You are being honest, but I mean, Ranger and Schwarber are going to be high commodities during the trade deadline.
Yeah, but what could they get for Zach Wheeler?
You get a haul.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a haul for Zach Wheeler. And by the way, you're talking about a team that has money issues that I'm not saying they should do it because I would still, at this point, given the team that I'm seeing, I would still reinvest in this team at the deadline. But if you continue to look like this, I'm just saying if you're going to sell and you really don't believe in this core anymore. Joe, for next question, give us your favorite 2000s movie.
Black Hawk Down,
I think is a good one, but I've never seen it. I know people like it.
I saw it.
Is it a helicopter movie?
Yeah, I want to say that's a Jeffrey Lurie movie.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Come on, Jack.
Somebody will tell me. I could be wrong, but I think that's where I saw it. I think I saw it at the NovaCare.
Oh, really?
I think so. Is that like 03, 04?
No, it's 2001.
Oh,
01? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, could have been.
I'm serious, I think.
It could have been, yeah.
They show movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Especially the owner's movies.
Yeah, the owner's movies. Yeah, they've done that a couple times. I don't know if they still do it. I know they did it a few times back then. I think we saw Black Hawk Down there.
Well, Zach Wheeler is a guy who will most likely be on the top 11 list. It is once again time for the WIP Afternoon Show Top 11. Now, the official Top 11 list comes from you who are listening. You can vote at 94WIP.com/top 11. The two numbers, 1-1. We gave out last year's on Friday. This year, I think, is a far more interesting top 11 than last year. Last year was interesting, but we felt pretty good about the Phillies at the time. We felt really good about the Phillies. We felt decent, at least, about the 76ers, who had two guys on the top 11. Mm-hmm. And we actually sort of felt more negative about the Eagles. I wouldn't say we were coming off a bad Eagles, the end of an Eagles season.
Yep.
This year, we're coming off a Super Bowl. And I almost have to urge people, I know this is going to sound crazy, to not overcount the Super Bowl when you're doing the top 11.
That does sound crazy.
But it's still about, the team success matters, but it's about the 11 best players in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, when you're filling out your top 11, I don't know how you do it strategically, you know, whether you say, look, I'm only putting 5 Eagles on it, or I'm only putting 6 or 7 Eagles on it.
Right.
But there are going to be people that put 11 Eagles on their top 11 list.
Yeah.
Almost as a form of protest.
Yeah, well, you know, I went through this exercise over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
And
you came up with a top 20
list?
Not
easy.
It's not easy at all.
Easy. I got at least 12 Eagles that could easily be on the list.
Now, I have said that if you want to be creative, you could put the offensive line as one spot.
Okay.
Yes.
I would allow it if it happens.
Okay.
But
I considered
that. It's like, we love those guys. But there's no fun in arguing about Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson.
Yeah.
It's almost like Lane is represents all of them. Is like he's a top five athlete in the city.
But now there's Jordan.
And now there's Jordan.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And Cam Jurgens.
And Cam Jurgens. And Landon Dickerson. And Tyler Steen.
No, not Tyler.
If I see one Tyler Steen.
If I see Mekhi Becton on there, yeah.
So if you go to 94WIP.com/top11, we will argue about it all week, but then next week we will reveal your top 11. Mm-hmm. We'll reveal our top 11s. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to get the top 11s from all of our staff here, including Buzz.
Counting him this year?
Yep.
How did I hear Buzz yesterday?
He was on the air.
Buzz?
Yeah, he was on the air, right? Yeah.
I think he did 11 to 2 a.m., so that's pretty late for you to be listening.
No, so it must have been Saturday that I heard him.
Yeah, it's probably Saturday.
Saturday I heard him, yeah.
Yeah, it was on Saturday morning, right? He tweeted about it a few times.
Is that what it was? Yes.
Every other host is allowed to promote their show besides Buzz.
I love teasing Buzz.
That's the one I think that actually irks him.
Oh, really? The promoting it? Yeah, he did.
I'll tell you who better not promote the show. That's Justin.
Yeah. He better not be promoting anything, Mr. I've worked here for 2 years. Not video, Justin. He's all good, but part-time. I've been doing this for 2 years.
Well, Morgenstein's trying to separate himself from D'Orazio.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should just call him by last names.
Yeah, like Morgenstein's all worried that he's hurting the Justin
name.
Because people were texting Morgenstein like, Justin, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's not me.
Well, I'm going to call D'Orazio a doofus. So Justin's Justin, D'Orazio's doofus until further notice. So get your top 11 votes in. Again, 94WIP.com/top11. Adam in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
How you doing? I just want to give a recommendation. You said you're going to be in Chesapeake City, Maryland tomorrow. You have to check out the tap room and you'll thank me for it.
Now, we're only going to the Chesapeake Inn restaurant and marina, but maybe next time. Yeah, yeah, we are specifically going to the Chesapeake Inn restaurant and marina, but I appreciate that as a Chesapeakesman, as you sound.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. So I just want to talk a little bit about the Phillies. I mean, you watch them. It's almost like the baseball gods bring up Alec Boehm every time. He comes up to bat, bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth, one on, two on, doesn't matter. And he always strikes out, and he always walks off looking, sad or pouty, whatever you want to call it.
I would say he actually never strikes out. It's always a first pitch ground ball to the second base.
Yeah, I would have loved to strike out yesterday.
I would say leading off with a double and being left stranded on second base Saturday night.
Third base.
Yeah, third base. How did that feel?
We'd always bring up the positive.
Well, I'm just saying, we're going to bring up that we're harping on yesterday. I mean, Saturday did put us in position. They couldn't get him in.
Well, it takes him an hour to run from third base to
home. So slow.
Yeah.
About Kevin Long Lewis. How long do we have to keep this guy? It seems like every time they come up to the bat, they're hacking the pitches that are down and away. The guy, he does nothing for me as a baseball fan watching our hitters go up there and do the same things night in and night out.
And who's gotten better under Kevin Long?
Well, Schwarber.
Schwarber, sure. But he's also like, my devil's advocate to that would be he was 30 years old when he got here.
Yeah.
Pretty established.
Yeah, and got better.
He got better. But how much is that Schwarber versus what Kevin Long's preaching?
Yeah.
I'm more worried about the young guys, and none of those guys have gotten better under Kevin Long.
Boehm has not gotten better. Stott's not gotten better. Marsh has not gotten better. I would agree with you in all those cases. Yep. And look, what's your favorite movie of the 2000s, Adam?
Well, it's definitely number one. It's The Dark Knight.
A Dark Knight's a great one. 08?
That's pretty good.
Is that 08, Dark Knight? Dark Knight's a good one.
Love The Dark Knight.
Yep. Dark
big,
Knight,
big
Dark
fan
Knight
of
Rises.
The Dark Knight series, yes.
Yeah. They hold up, and they hold up over
still watch
multiple watchings. Yeah. If it's on cable, which, let me say right now, by the way, the on-demand world is great. I love flipping around on the weekend and just landing
they
on a movie.
They have everything on the weekend, don't they?
Yeah, I just like when it's just on. Yes. No better feeling than you're like, ooh. Most of these movies you could watch whenever you wanted, but when you're flipping around, you're like, ooh, Dark Knight's on?
Right.
You put it on, I don't know. Feels good. I know I'm an old guy,
Then the first commercial hits, then you're like, what's the point? You know?
Well, not if it's on HBO or something.
But if you're just...
Well, that's not traditional stick and click. You know what I mean?
HBO or if you're not just sitting there planning on watching. I agree with you, but if I'm moving around the house, I like having it on the TV.
Yeah.
My TV isn't as big as Spike's in the living room. When you see it all the way around the house.
Yeah, but Spike's got a TV in every room.
I have one TV.
It covers every room.
Yes, you could watch it from every room. But we went to dinner with our neighbors, and my wife complained about the TV at dinner, and she was like, I could watch, she calls me Brett. She's like, I could watch Brett's TV from your house. And I'm like, Brett's TV?
She's clearly still not accepting of the TV.
This is your TV, too. It's beautiful. She says it's too bright.
Yeah.
It's too bright. All right.
That's too big, man. Yeah.
That's the only time I ever heard that. 215-592-9494. Adam in Quakertown.
It's called a big dose of D.
What's up, Adam?
Yo, gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up, Adam?
What's up, Adam?
Not much, man. Listen, we all got to calm down about the Phillies, dude. This arguably could be the worst slump we've seen, but this is what this team needs to find it later in the season when it matters the most.
How do you figure?
Talk to me, Adam.
Yeah.
I want to believe you.
Yeah, I want to be there. I don't want to be mad. It's a gross feeling. So,
trust me, it is, but it's not helping us by being down on this team.
Mm. Well, maybe it does.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, if now, listen, you know how we are as a fan base, Adam. We get something stuck in our crawl, and we're not going to let it go. And the Phillies aren't used to necessarily being under this type of heat. So maybe this forces Dave Dombrowski, I don't know, to act with a little more urgency as you head towards the trade deadline, and instead of just making a also-ran type of trade that doesn't really improve the team, they do something that we don't expect them to do. Like, if we're loud enough, they do hear us.
I know that, but I'm not willing to just jump ship and think that the team that started the season, anything needs to be done to it right now. It's still the same team that can go on a 6-7-8-game winning streak. This is still the same team.
Yeah, but against whom? That's the thing. They did that against Colorado and Oakland, and that hasn't done a whole lot for us as they played better competition.
I guess, Adam, let me ask you this. If they won 6 out of 7 or 9 out of 10, would you be excited?
No.
Oh, come on. Stop lying.
Come on. Yes, you would.
Stop lying.
We can't get excited out of 9 out of 10. Like, what are we doing then?
Yeah. Like, I guess point being, if we can get excited when they win 9 out of 10, they're playing great. We can be disappointed and frustrated when they lose 9 out of 10 and look like a dead team walking. And I think we are on the same page in that I don't think anybody on this show, in fact, I know, is saying blow it up. That's not what any of us are saying. But I think what all of us are saying is this team is better than this. And I think the thing that disappoints me the most is the sort of idea that when Harper goes out, they can't exist and they can't beat one of the worst teams in baseball. And if you look at their record when Harper hasn't played since Harper got here, it is fine. They're an over 500 team, at least before this year, without Bryce Harper. Baseball is not... It's not, you know, the Lakers missing LeBron or the whatever. It's not basketball. You should be able to stay afloat without your best player for a little while. And it just seems like they've all packed it up.
That's fair.
Yep. Adam, why don't you give us your favorite movie of the 2000s?
All right. So I have what I believe to be a very hidden gem. It's called The Prestige.
I didn't like The Prestige.
Oh, hold on.
Of course you did.
Let me make sure I got this right. Prestige. Let me get the actor. Hold on. I see him in my head. The right actor in my head. Christian Bale?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes.
Wow. The Prestige faith.
The Prestige is a good movie. That's why I wanted to make sure I got the actor right.
I thought we were talking about Prestige Worldwide.
Well, that's a good movie.
That's a good flick.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Step Brothers.
Oh.
Step Brothers when they're on the boat.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I didn't like The Prestige. And what was that? Of course you didn't. What was that? What was that out of you, Adam? Yeah, thank you for the call, Adam. I didn't dig the Prestige. It has a, if I remember correctly, it's like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes or something. Everybody loves that movie.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. But then, of course, you didn't like it. Well, but anything that's too popular, like, not for me.
Oh, and it had, okay, he was in it too. What's Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
It's like a magic movie,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Not too fake.
That's why it was good. It was. It was like magic movie.
It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
There was another magic movie that came out that I really hate.
I like The Prestige.
Yeah, I think I just got bored during The Prestige.
I might go home and watch that.
Now, I've never seen you so excited about a movie I've never heard you talk about.
Well, here's the thing.
Forgot about it.
Like, exactly. Some of these movies I don't remember until somebody brings them up.
Yep. All right.
That's exactly what happened.
215-592-9494. Are the Phillies going to be okay?
I've never heard you talk about it.
I know the Ike wheelhouse. It's The Wire. It's Sopranos. It's Tupac. It's Kobe.
Season 4 of The Sopranos. I'm in there.
Is that your best movie of the 2000s?
No, I'm just saying. I started watching The Sopranos about 2 weeks ago.
Again.
I do it every year. I watch it every summer, and I'm on season 4 now. I just started season 4.
Now, is this how many rewatches? Is this 10?
I can't even.
14?
Are you DeCamera West Wing level?
30, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, easily.
Wow.
It's insane. That's how you know the Phillies are struggling.
Yeah. Ike's back on The Sopranos.
Good point. I'm back on The Sopranos.
Coming up next, there may be a solution for the Eagles. What else should I say? Thinness at cornerback?
Yeah, that fits.
That just was released. And there may be a solution for edge. We will talk about them next on Everyday Eagles on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.